Welcome to your daily devotional for March 9th, the allurements of sin, Genesis chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die." Then the serpent said to the woman, "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. In the New Testament, we have the three areas of temptation spelled out for us. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. Adam and Eve were tempted in all three areas, and they failed in all three areas. There was the lust of the flesh when Eve saw that the tree was good for food. There was the lust of the eyes when Eve saw that the forbidden fruit was pleasant to the eyes. Then there was the pride of life when Eve saw a tree desirable to make one wise. And Adam was right on board with his wife, and he ate also. Adam failed to exercise godly headship in what had been a perfect marriage to that point. Therefore, the responsibility for the sin was laid upon him. The allurements of sin are powerful. Do not underestimate them. They can be subtle and are often justified by men and explained away. They can be contagious, spreading from one person to another. Everything may look good from your perspective right now, but the serpent is sure to bite in the end. Surely your sin will find you out. Consider all the temptations to indulge our appetites, to steal a forbidden glance, and to lift ourselves up above where we ought to be. You cannot gain true wisdom from the world. True wisdom is only found from above. And wisdom is this: follow Jesus. You see, the Lord defeated the temptations in all three areas. Not only did he prove his sinlessness, but he gave us an example. He responded with scripture, divine truths, not with human reasonings. The allurements of sin are strong, but you can have victory today through Christ Jesus.